You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Good morning, Maria. Are you there?
I am, Hannah. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
That is great.
Yeah.
The weather's been really lovely these past couple of days.
Hasn't it been beautiful?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's like actually summer.
yeah, definitely. It's definitely starting to get hotter as well. So
yeah, I know. It's sort of like, I quite like the temperature to peak around sort of 23, 24 degrees.
Yeah, but any higher. Cool. So what are we going to be looking at today?
Well, we're looking at Dark Horse, which is a Welsh documentary about a horse, like a racehorse.
Oh, wow.
Versus The Dark Horse, which is a 2014 New Zealand film by James Napier Robertson. And that's a pretty cool film that stars Cliff Curtis and blah, blah, blah. But that's not the film we're looking at.
Okay.
The film that we're looking at is actually a really charming documentary set in South Wales in a village that I will not pronounce because I can't. And it's about a cocktail bartender, and she has this this fancy that she's going to breed a racehorse, which
a lot of money.
Lots of money. So she works in this working man's club, working person's club, and she overhears this guy talking about this racehorse that he used to own and how he lost a lot of money on it. And she's like, well, I used to breed pigeons when I was a kid and whippets. And she's thinking, I'm going to breed a racehorse, which is completely preposterous because this is a coal mining town. Everyone's kind of on the verge of unemployment or unemployed. And they're very, very working class. And kind of uneducated and fairly sort of impoverished, but they have this lovely heart to their village. And of course, racehorsing is, you know, they call it the sport of kings. It's very, you know, to breed a racehorse can cost millions of dollars.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it's a very unlikely dream that she has. However, she manages somehow to secure a mare that has an injury and is sort of retired. And then she manages to get an American race stallion to breed with this poor mare, and they produce this horse.
Yeah.
And the horse is called Dream Alliance because she's managed to secure £10 a week from quite a number of villagers to pay for the rearing of this little foal. And the foal grows up, and she's totally taken the mickey out of, you know, in the racehorse circles. And they're calling it, you know, things like, you know, that she's just basically well out of line by trying to breed a racehorse, you know, as a bartender from South Wales. Anyway, Dream Alliance starts to win. And it's not the story where Dream Alliance becomes the best horse in the world ever. However, it's sort of a bit shocking for a lot of the horse fraternity. And and you know, suddenly the media is saying things like millionaire or something like that about the horse, and how she's, you know, the horse has been brought up in terrible circumstances. But the snobbery kind of extends to the horse itself, as well as to her and to a syndicate from South Wales, which is kind of interesting. Anyway, she creates quite a media sensation, and unlike most of the people who are involved with horse breeding for other purposes from the other classes, this little syndicate from South Wales actually really care about the horse.
Right, and so treatment is proper love.
Yeah, proper love. And the horse gets injured, and they actually nurse it back to health, which, as you'll know, a rarity. And recently, I think, you know, the Melbourne Cup showed us that, you know, every year at least one horse dies, you know, on the day, and who knows how many others are slaughtered or sent to the glue factory as a result of injuries, which is hideously cruel and yet another indication of how poorly we treat, you know, our fellow earthlings.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a very moving film. The accents of all of the people who are interviewed are terribly lilting and rather gorgeous and sometimes a little difficult to understand, but totally, totally charming.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It's directed by Louise Osmond, and I think it was released in 2014. Also, like The Dark Horse from this country, which is a totally different film.
Awesome. So as a whole, you really enjoyed the film?
Yeah, it's really charming. It tells a good story. It's received a lot of rave reviews. It had a really warm reception at Sundance in 2015. And it's no frills, but it's a very down-to-earth kind of David and Goliath story, which is always a win.
Sounds fantastic. Yeah, it does sound like a really nice, like, just happy, feel-good film.
Yeah, and you know, just with the kind of like the, I guess, you know, the triumph of people who supposedly shouldn't succeed actually succeeding and having some success against people who have the odds stacked in their favour versus these guys.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you so much, Maria, for speaking with us today about the film Dark Horse. It sounds great. Yeah, it really does. And enjoy the sun outside if you can get any.
Yeah, from indoors.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Hannah.
Cool.
You enjoy your day too.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.